Hi everyone, welcome back to Connie's English. 今天的主题会跟之前的有些不一样，因为我会跟大家读一本书。大家也知道，学习英文最重要的一个环节就是阅读。所以从今天的这一集开始呢，我想跟大家读一本非常著名的小说《傲慢与偏见》（Pride and Prejudice）。这本书出版于1813年，是19世纪英国小说家 Jane Austen 的代表作。这本书主要讲述了乡绅之女 Elizabeth 还有富有的 Darcy 先生他们的爱情故事，也反映了19世纪英国乡绅阶层的礼节、成长、教育、道德、婚姻等等的情态。不知道大家有没有看过这本书？那我每一集呢会讲一个章节，我会先用英文去读这一个章节，然后我会用中文来总结一下这个章节的故事内容，然后再抽出一些比较难的单字去解释。因为这一集是第一次录制这个主题，所以大家如果有什么意见都欢迎留言告诉我。我也希望可能之后每个月有一两集是关于阅读这本书的。那我们现在就开始吧。It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. However, little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering a neighbourhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered as the rightful property of someone or other of their daughters. My dear Mr. Bennet,said his lady to him one day. Have you heard that Neverville Park is let at last? Mr. Bennet replied that he had not. But it is, returned she, for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it. Mr. Bennet made no answer. Do not you want to know who has taken it? Cried his wife impatiently. You want to tell me, and I have no objection to hearing it.This was invitation enough. Why, my dear, you must know, Mrs. Long says that Neverville is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England, that he came down on Monday in a chaise and for to see the place, and was so much delighted with it that he agreed with Mr. Morris immediately, that he is to take possession before Michaelmas, and some of his servants are to be in the house by the end of next week. What is his name? Bingley. Is he married or single? Oh, single, my dear, to be sure. A single man of large fortune, 4,000 or 5,000 a year. What a fine thing for our girls. How so? How can it affect them?My dear Mr. Bennet, replied his wife, how can you be so tiresome? You must know that I am thinking of his marrying one of them. Is that his design in settling here? Design? Nonsense. How can you talk so? But it is very likely that he may fall in love with one of them, and therefore you must visit him as soon as he comes.I see no occasion for that. You and the girls may go, or you may send them by themselves, which perhaps will be still better. For as you are as handsome as any of them, Mr. Bingley might like you the best of the party. My dear, you flatter me. I certainly have had my share of beauty, but I do not pretend to be anything extraordinary now.When a woman have 5 grown-up daughters, she ought to give overthinking of her own beauty. In such cases, a woman has not often much beauty to think of. But, my dear, you must indeed go and see Mr. Bingley when he comes into the neighbourhood. It is more than I engage for, I assure you. But consider your daughters. Only think what an establishment it would be for one of them.Sir William and Lady Lucas are determined to go, merely on that account, for in general, you know they visit no newcomers. Indeed, you must go, for it will be impossible for us to visit him if you do not. You are over scrupulous, surely. I dare say Mr. Bingley will be very glad to see you, and I will send a few lines by you to assure him of my hearty consent to his marrying whichever he chooses of the girls. though I must throw in a good word for my little Lizzie. I desire you will do no such thing. Lizzie is not a bit better than the others, and I'm sure she is not half so handsome as Jane, nor half so good-humoured as Lydia, but you are always giving her the preference. They have none of them much to recommend them, replied him. They are all silly and ignorant like other girls, but Lizzie has something more of quickness than her sisters. Mr. Bennet, how can you abuse your own children in such a way? You take delight in vexing me. You have no compassion on my poor nerves. You mistake me, my dear. I have a high respect for your nerves. They are my old friends. I have heard you mention them with consideration these 20 years at least. Ah, you do not know what I suffer, but I hope you will get over it, and live to see many young men of 4,000 a year come into the neighbourhood. It will be no use to us if 20 such should come, since you will not visit them. Depend upon it, my dear, that when there are 20, I will visit them more. Mr. Bennet was so odd a mixture of quick parts, sarcastic humour, reserve, and caprice, that the experience of 23 years had been insufficient to make his wife understand his character. Her mind was less difficult to develop. She was a woman of mean understanding, little information, and uncertain temper. When she was discontented, she fancied herself nervous. The business of her life was to get her daughters married. Its solace was visiting and news. 那到这里就是第一章的内容。在这一本书的第一章主要介绍了小说的背景还有一些主要人物。故事开始就有一句非常著名的开头，就是 It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. 这里的意思就是众所周知，拥有财富的单身男士必定渴望找到一个妻子。这句话也引出了小说的主题，社会地位和财富对婚姻的影响。然后接下来呢，这个故事的第一章就引入了 Mr. Bennet 还有 Mrs. Bennet， 就是 Bennet 这个 family 这个家。这是一个以 Mr. Bennet 还有 Mrs. Bennet 为首的家庭，我们也见识了他们的家庭氛围，了解了这两夫妇的性格以及他们的五个女儿，特别是我们看到了夫人对女儿们婚姻的期望，还有她对拥有财富的单身男士的渴望。而这一章也显示了他们夫妇之间的一些矛盾，例如夫人的拜金主义，还有 Mr. Bennet 的幽默风格。所以总括来说，第一章为故事的发展还有后续的剧情展开奠定了基础。那这个就是第一章的主要内容。然后在这第一章呢，我抽出了几个比较难的单字。第一个字就是 says。那他在第一章的这一句说 ，Mrs. Long says that Neverville is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England, that he came down on Monday in a chaise and for to see the place。这里的 chaise 是指马车。马车的意思，所以他说 He came down on Monday in a chaise， 就是他在星期一从马车上下来的意思。 chaise 第二个字呢就是 scrupulous， 就是 extremely honest or careful， 就是极度诚实或者小心的意思。那他在这一句说 You are over scrupulous surely，那他在这边的意思就是你太过小心了，太过谨慎小心了。然后再下一个单词呢就是 faxing 这是一个形容词，它在这里的这个句子就是 You take delight in faxing me。 faxing 就是 annoying, worrying, causing problems 的意思，就是说让人烦恼，让人担忧，就是产生一些问题的意思。所以他在这边说 You take delight in vexing me， 就是你很喜欢让我感到烦恼，让我感到不耐烦的意思。 然后再下一个单字就是 sarcastic, sarcastic, 这也是一个形容词。第一章的最后一段他说 Mr. Bennett was so out of a mixture of quick pots, sarcastic humor, reserve and caprice. 所以这里的 sarcastic 就是讽刺的意思，讽刺。在刚才这一句也有提到一个单字就是 caprice, 然后 caprice 是一个名词，意思就是 a sudden or usually silly wish to have a change of mind or behavior, 就是有一个突然比较愚蠢的想法出现的意思 caprice。 所以呢他在最后一句形容 Mr. Bennett 就是有一个讽刺的幽默，还有就突然会有一些愚蠢的想法去改变一些事物。然后这些就是这一章我抽出来一些觉得比较难的单字。那下一集呢，我会继续讲述第二章的内容，大家有什么意见都欢迎留言告诉我。我们下次再见，拜拜。